Hallelujah. I want to talk again. Amen. On this thought, we have the mind of Christ. We are God inside minded. God inside minded. God inside minded. Our text, if y'all put that up again, I'm not going to go through all of that, but if you put our text up, Isaiah 58, 55, I believe, is 8 and 9, Isaiah 55. And I'm just going to read it and move right along and get to the next point. And it reads, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways, neither your ways are my ways, says the Lord." Keep going. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth." Can you testify that the heaven being higher than the earth? Amen. You can look up and the sun is in the sky. Heaven's above that. Hallelujah. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than" what? "Your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts." God is too great. And men in their finite minds have tried to figure him out. Then there are others who just outright deny that there is no God. And you just have to be just outright loony. Because nothing gets nothing. You can't come from nothing and become something. Y'all ain't talking to me too good. You can't come from nothing because nothing begets what? Nothing. And God said it in his word that he is God. He has no beginning, has no end. And said, "I am God, always will be God." And because the mind can't figure it out, so what Satan have done, because he couldn't have his way, and he was just a fool to think he was smart enough to take over somebody that created him. You know, wouldn't that be kind of dumb? Make something you can't handle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we want to talk about us tonight. God inside minded. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God created man for his glory and not another. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. God created man for his glory. So, all these things that Satan, when Adam sinned and Satan brought into this earth realm to what habit among God's creation or man that he created and crowned him with glory and honor. Satan got in this earth through Adam transgressing high treason. And his plan was and is, because it's been canceled, just a matter of time he'll be put away, was to work habit and create all kind of destruction. And he's not just stupid. As just stupid. He's stupid for what he did, but he's clever. And he wants, and this is why so many people are deceived, because they won't believe God and they think they can just live on their own. I learned a long time ago, you're a flesh and blood body, flesh and blood. is no match for spirits. It's just no match. Amen. It should tell you something. Spirits come through these walls, but you have to have a door to get in here. Just that simple truth there. So that should tell you you're no match. But let me talk about what God was saying, because he created Adam, and Adam allowed this outlaw of God's and ours, he's our enemy too, into this earth realm. Beautiful world. Everything was beautiful, perfect. Everything was in order. There was no kind of evil, destruction, or violence, anything like that in the earth until Adam allowed Satan. And all this destruction down through the ages, from generations, from centuries to generations to this present hour, and God get accused of doing all these things. Even write-ups on your insurance policy, act of God, right? Amen. And you know, it's amazing how people can get deceived, and they're supposed to be so wise. How can good do evil? Now, if it's a poor person won't protect his own. The Bible plainly said God is what? Good. Y'all, I said the Bible said, it says God is good. Maybe I need to read it, because y'all ain't too convinced. Y'all sitting there like he don't know what he's talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that God is a good God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then James says what? Every good gift. And it's what? Every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light. Right? In whom, what? In whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And then in Psalm 145, it said, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, full of compassion. What it said, the Lord is gracious, full of compassion. Slow to what? Anger. And of great mercy. Great mercy. Mercy and love is so kin, so close kin to, you can call love mercy, mercy love. Amen. That's what mercy comes from love.